Translation, Sutta Goswami said, thus being absorbed in thinking of the instructions of the Lord, which were greatly imparted in the great intimacy of friendship and in thinking of his lotus feet, Arjuna's mind became pacified and free from all material contamination. Purport. Since the Lord is absolute, deep meditation upon him is as good as yogic trance. The Lord is non-different from his name, form, quality, pastimes, entourage, and specific actions. Arjuna began to think of the Lord's instructions given to him on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Only those instructions began to eliminate the tinges of material contamination in the mind of Arjuna. The Lord is like the sun. The Lord's appearance means intermediate disposition of darkness or ignorance. And the Lord's appearance within the mind of the devotee can at once drive away the miserable material effects. Lord Caitanya has therefore recommended constant chanting of the name of the Lord for protection from all contamination of the material world. The feeling of separation from the Lord is undoubtedly painful to the devotee, but because it is in connection with the Lord, it has a specific transcendental effect which pacifies the heart. The feeling of separation are also the sources of transcendental bliss, and they are never comparable to the contaminated material feelings of separation. Again, as like a dasyotamina dasmai shri gure namaha. So we can see from this very nice, wonderful purport that it is Srila Prabhupada is talking about the in the beginning of the purport, he's talking about how Arjuna was. He was beginning to think of the Lord's instructions given to him on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So we know in the Bhagavad Gita there are three, there's many instructions, but there is the supreme instruction which is mentioned in the 18th chapter, and specifically it's mentioned in the most confidential knowledge, which is absolute, as it says here. The Lord is absolute, so whatever he says is also absolute. So we know in the beginning there's three types of knowledge. There's confidential knowledge, and there's more confidential knowledge, and then there's the most confidential knowledge. The confidential knowledge means the knowledge of the impersonal Brahman. And more confidential knowledge is knowledge of the super soul or Paramatma Tattva. And the most confidential knowledge is the absolute, or tatvavichar, or para, or paratattva. And within this supreme, most knowledge, supreme knowledge, is verses of 18th chapter 64 to 66, and so, because you are my dear friend, I'm speaking to you, my supreme instruction, the most confidential knowledge of all. Hear this from me, for it is for your benefit. Manmanamo bhakto manas guru, madhyaya manas guru, mananyasya sachante, parajandi parajasami. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, and offer your homage unto me, and thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this, because you are my dear friend. Sarvadharma bhidraja mam mukham savam bhidraja ham taram arapravyo mokshami amusaja. Abandon all vice of religion and just surrender unto me, and I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. So we can see this is the most supreme instruction, which is to surrender to Krishna. Now, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the symptoms of the six characteristics that surrender is accept what is favorable for devotional service, reject which is unfavorable, to know Krishna as one trainer, to know Krishna as one protector, to be fully surrendered, and the last one is to be humble. So these are the symptoms of surrender. And as it also says, So for the surrendered devotee, as it says in the purport here, the constant chanting the holy name of the Lord is for protection from the contamination of the material world. So to chant the holy name constantly, one has to have these six characteristics of surrender. And therefore, we will feel the now this constant chanting the holy name of the Lord means that when chanting, we should be chanting like a helpless child. Krishna, Krishna, O Krishna, O Radha, O Hari, Hara, please, I am helpless. Deliver me from this material world. Should we be chanting the mood of a helpless child? And when Srila Prabhupada and he speaks as a mother is in the house, in a home, and the child is crying, but sometimes the child is crying to get something. To get her own, the child's own, always in a tantrum. But so the mother ignores the crying. But as soon as the child is hurt and the child is crying, the mother immediately knows this time she's not having the child's not having a tantrum. She has hurt us. The child is hurt, so therefore will come immediately. So should she be crying as a helpless child? And also this in this purport at the end is that the feeling of separation is undoubtedly painful for the devotee. Another example Srila Prabhupada gives is that when a mother is at home and the child is out of the house, maybe at school or playing, and she's cleaning the house, and she comes across some shoe or some toy of that child, and immediately she thinks of that child, her son or daughter. Immediately the mother thinks, and she's thinking, where is my daughter? Where is my son? And so then the more she thinks like this, the more she's feeling separation from the child. But then when the child appears, the son or daughter appears, she immediately feels so much bliss, much happiness, so much bliss and happiness, and embraces that child. So similarly, as a devotee, we should be, when we chant, be chanting the holy name of the Lord. We should be feeling separation. And at the same time, chanting is without offenses, we will feel there is union. We know there's separation and then there's union. So we know that when Krishna left the Rasalila with Radharani, and the gopis were feeling separation from Krishna, and they looked, they saw some footprints, but only one set of footprints, but they were deep impressions. So they came to the conclusion that our Prananath must be carrying a certain gopi. Because in the Bhagavatam, Radharani's name is not mentioned indirectly. Rather, in the Bhagavatam, Radharani's name is not mentioned directly. But in a lecture from Srila Prabhupada, from a verse from Sri Chaitanya-charitamrita, Madhya Lila 8.100, Srila Prabhupada writes, Anya Radha Jyoto Nunam Bhagavan Hari Ishvara Yonam Vigaraha Govinda Prito Yam Anyad Radha Radha. Translation. When the gopis began to talk amongst themselves, they said, "Dear friends, the gopi who has been taken away by Krishna to a secluded place must have worshipped the Lord more than anyone else." In the verse Shambhagmatam 10:30-28, the word Anya Radhijata is mentioned, this word means, by her the Lord is worshipped. So Radharani's name is mentioned indirectly. So when we see this word in any purport, Anya Radhijata, and it is mentioned many times in Prabhupada's purports, this word. So when we see this word, we know the word is talking about Srimati Radharani. And it says here, it means by her the Lord is worshipped. And so Srimati Radharani is not mentioned directly because Sukadeva Goswami is a parrot of Srimati Radharani. And if Sukadeva Goswami were narrating the Bhagavatam to Prichit Maharaj, he would faint and we would never hear the Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, it says here, and also in the purport again, going back, how Arjuna began to think of the Lord's instructions given to him on the Bhagavad Gita, on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So this is the supreme instruction, is that we abandon all vices of religion, just run unto me, and I shall deliver you and sinful from for sinful action, do not fear. So in that, in the word for word, is if we look at these word for words, it says, Sarvadhammam, all vices of religion, parityaja, abandoning Mam unto me, ekam only, saranam, for surrender. Praja, go. Aham, I, tvam, you, sava, all. Prabhaja, from sinful reactions. Mokshami, will deliver. Ma, do not, sucha, worry. So it's interesting that saranam praja, for surrender, praja, go. Now, Wi-Fi is not working. You'll come. It'll come. Here it comes. Yeah. Here it comes, yeah. After the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Arjuna, I read this. This is Arjuna becomes a gopi, Arjuna gopi. And so, because of Arjuna's love, Krishna also spoke the Bhagavad Gita. He gave all the credit of the greatest war in history to Arjuna because of Arjuna's love. So since Arjuna was asking Krishna, I want to understand the love of Vrindavan. I want to understand the love of the gopis. I want to understand the mercy of Radharani. So Krishna told Arjuna that this is an impossible subject to discuss. It is too confidential for you to understand. So this is in line with this is the most confidential knowledge. Just imagine his best friend, he cannot understand these things. Who are we? In other words, if this is Arjuna's, if the best friend cannot understand these things, how can we, the conditioned souls, understand? Krishna told Arjuna, you cannot understand what the gopis love, what Radha's love, and what is Vrindavan's love. You cannot understand it. If you experience it, then he told him to go to Mother Parvati and appeal to her through her. Then he told him to go to Mother Parvati and appeal to her, and through her, he, Krishna, will give the means. So Arjuna expressed Krishna's instructions to Parvati, and she gave him mantra and told him how to do various types of tapasya. And ultimately, she took him to a lake where he bathed in that lake for purification, and where he was met by a gopi, and that gopi took him to a lake in Vrindavan. And he bathed in that lake of nectar, and when he came out, he was not Arjuna. He was Arjunaya. He had a female body of a gopi, and he completely forgot his previous identity. Therefore, there was no trace of recollection. So this gopi took her, this is Arjuna, Arjuna gopi, took her to the assembly of other gopis, and they were very curious to see this new gopi. They said, please tell us who you are. Where are you coming from and why have you come? Arjuna said, I do not know who I am. I do not know where I am coming from. And I do not know why I am here. The only thing I can remember in my whole life is that I am coming out of a lake and I am a gopi. So they taught her how to chant various mantras and then brought her into a kunja, where she was brought before the goddess Srimati Radharani. And Arjuna, seeing the beauty and mercy and love of Sri Radharani, surrendered at her feet and fell at her feet in complete surrender. And Srimati Radharani presented her to Krishna. And Krishna sported of Arjuna in the forest. And then Srimati Radharani said to him, go to the lake and take your bath again. Then he took his bath and became Arjuna. But he did not forget. This is from the Padma Purana. So this is the supreme instruction, is that just like if Arjuna is the intimate friend of Krishna, it's a question of who we surrender to. Now we see that our acharyas say that Krishna in his Vrindavan Leelas, he always wants to serve Srimati Radharani. He always wants to serve. Like there's one pastime at the Radha Gokulamana temple in Vrindavan. Once a year, they dress Krishna with armor, and he has helmet, sword, and the shield. And this is what Dinabandhu, he narrates this leela when he takes devotees on Parakrama Vrindavan, and they take him and they take the devotees to this place. He narrates this leela where one time Srimati Radharani and the gopis, the gopis are sitting around Radharani, and Radharani is giving the services out to the different gopis. And then Krishna comes and starts begging, please give me some service. And then Lalita says, "There's no service on this list that you cannot do. Now there's no service." And then Krishna says, "Oh please, Radharani, please let me just look." It's okay, Radharani says, "Let him look." Then he looks at the list, and right at the bottom, there's the service of a chokidar or a guardian or a guard. And he said, and Krishna says, I can do this one. I can do this. And then all the gopis and Radharani starts laughing. And then they reply, "You do this?" He said, "The other day at Radhakund, we easily stole your best friend from your own very belt, your little bamboo flute, your bamboo friend. We stole very easily. If you can't guard your best bamboo friend, how can you guard our Swamini, our queen?" He said, and he begs and begs and begs, "Please." and he touches Radharani's lotus feet, and Shrimad Radharani says, okay, but to do this service, you have to forget, your flute and take off your peacock feather. You have to wear some sort of armor. You have to have a sword and shield and some helmet. So Krishna does that. So once a year, the pujaris dress Radha Krishna like that once a year. And I was fortunate in that time, that year, I was in Vrindavan, when I went down Radha Gokulam, the temple, I did see Krishna dressed like that. So even Krishna is surrendering to Srimati Radharani, because Krishna wants to serve Srimati Radharani, because Srimati Radharani, the reason why Krishna wants to serve Srimati Radharani, because he wants to serve so because he can't understand. He can't understand why Srimati Radharani loves him. And so we all know that's one of the the internal reasons why Krishna appeared as Lord Caitanya. And therefore, to appear as Lord Caitanya, to experience this why Radharani has so much love for him. And therefore we come back to what Prabhupada writes at the end of the purport. He wants to feel why Radharani is feeling separation from Krishna. Why Radharani is feeling separation. And when Mahaprabhu's pastimes in Jagannath Puri, the mood is also when Mahaprabhu's residing in Jagannath Puri, he's always feeling separation. He's always in the mood of feeling separation from Krishna, because he's in the mood of Srimati Radharani. And one time, we know the pastime where Lord Caitanya's in the taking darshan and the aarti of Lord Jagannath, and he hears one Mataji singing very, very beautifully. Beautiful singing. And he's running towards that Mataji. He wants to embrace her. Of course, remember, this is when he's taking sannyas, of course. And he wants to run and embrace her. And then I think it's Gopinath, I forget now. See who it was. Yeah, Govinda, yeah. And he runs and stops Lord Caitanya. And Lord Caitanya, he said, and when he comes back to external consciousness, because as soon as he heard the singing, he went into internal consciousness. And he said, "Thank you for saving me." Now, the Acharyas say on this that we know generally the general opinion is that we should know a sannyas should not hear a Mataji sing. But there's a more important reason behind this leela. That because the singing of this late Mataji in the temple to Lord Jagannath was so beautiful, that it reminded of him that the Krishna inside, because we know Lord Caitanya externally is the color and mood and the mood, the color of Srimati Radharani. But internally, Krishna is there. So when he heard this beautiful singing of this late Mataji, the Krishna inside him was starting to manifest, was starting to come out. So therefore, he was running, because he was thinking, it's a beautiful singing. It sounds like the singing of Srimati Radharani. So therefore, the Krishna was coming out, starting to manifest, and running to embrace that lady, that Mataji. And then Govinda stopped him and said, "Thank you. You saved the Krishna inside me from manifesting. And this would have spoilt my internal reasons for coming. So the course we know later on in his pastimes at the Gambira, it did manifest in different ways. And so therefore Lord Caitanya was experiencing Jagannath Puri very intense separation, but also was leading to the highest transcendental bliss of union, because within the body of Lord Caitanya there is mood of separation and union in one body. In Vrindavan, there are two bodies. There, Radha and Krishna are separated. But in Lord Caitanya's body, there is the feelings of separation and union in one body. And so therefore, if we can come to the level of chanting without offences, we can also, with a feeling of helplessness, with a feeling of being completely and utter helpless in this material world, we can come to that level where we can chant in that frame of mind that I am a helpless child in this dark material world, and therefore Krishna, O Srimati Radharani, oh please help me cross this ocean of material nescience. Please help me cross over this world that is full of duplicities miseries and nascience. Please help me cross over. Just like a little child wants to cross over a busy road. And the adult, with that little child, holds that little child's hand. It could be the grandfather, mother, father, holds that little child's hand to cross that road. So Krishna, so if we chant the holy name with a helpless state of mind, like that child was thinking, I can't cross this road by myself. I need somebody to help me. So then, as I said, the grandfather or mother father comes, helps that child across the road and to the other side. So with that same mood, we cross this ocean of material nascience, and Krishna will help us cross this material nascience and across the other side, and then achieve the ultimate goal, and then to go back home, back to the spiritual world, and then we can engage in our service in the spiritual world. Hare Krishna. Any comments or corrections, or please? Nothing?
Thank you, Prabhu. Masterful class.
I'm just a postman.
Okay, so you know those these symptoms of surrender you mentioned earlier. This six, did you say?
Six, yeah.
Six, yes. Is it advisable that we develop those symptoms before we even accept a spiritual master, or actually, it's advisable that we develop those symptoms before fully?
Yeah, because we cannot surrender to Krishna directly. We have to surrender to his representative. Because whatever the instructions a spiritual master gives, we have to fulfill. Or no matter what the cost is. It's like the other yesterday, I was listening to on the 20th of this month was the appearance day of Gogovinda Maharaj, and one of his disciples was narrating the pastime of how Srila Prabhupada instructed Govinda Maharaj when Brahmashra was just a jungle, and Prabhupada went there to see him, and Srila Prabhupada said, "I want you to build a beautiful temple here. One of the most beautiful temples in ISKCON will be built here. And I want you to be the head. I will send you, and you will make devotees," because he was a sannyasi, "and you will make devotees, and they will help you." Then Govinda Maharaj said, "I don't want to be the tail. I don't want to be the head. I want to be the tail." And Srila Prabhupada said, no, I want you to be the head. You understand? I want you. And then he could understand. If Prabhupada wants me to be the head, I will be the head. But he said, well, once the guru, if the guru, if his spiritual, if the spiritual master wants me to be the head, then I will be. So he did. So he made many devotees there, and then he instructed them how to build the temple and collect. So whatever the spiritual master says, we have to do. So we have to fully surrender to the spiritual master, yeah, because we cannot surrender directly. Whatever he says. Yeah. Like he told, I think it was Brahmananda Swami, when he, when Prabhupada told him to go to preach in Pakistan, he went. And when he went in the 70s, then war broke out between India and Pakistan, then Prabhupada called him back. They just went. Because Prabhupada went. But according to Brahmananda Maharaj, I spoke to him one time about this. He said, yes, I was in Karachi. Is it the capital? Yeah. And we know it's Muslim. He's walking around in his sannyas cloth. And no one, and all the Muslim, and all the Muslims, they actually respected him. They didn't even lay one hand on him. They didn't even attempt to kill him. So because he was surrendered to the instruction of his guru, Krishna was protecting him. So that's one of the symptoms of a devotee. He knows Krishna will protect him. And because he followed the instruction of his guru. Anything else? Yes. Honorable David.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thanks for the class. I was wondering about Arjuna becoming a gopi, and does that mean that he had that swarup in the spiritual world already?
According to what I heard, about what I've heard, that Arjuna is always with Krishna, always. So it says in that I have read that he did go. He has that form in the spiritual world. Yes, I have read this. Yes.
Thank you.
But just for the sake of Leela, he also, when Krishna appears, he comes as one of the Pandavas. Anyway, all right. Thank you for tolerating me. Gandharajan Bhav Dhamki Jai.